Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. No worries, Wally. Good to hear you. I hope it's working. But yeah, I think, yeah, you know, that's one of my, you know, pet peeves is having to fill out your name, you know, the same name in all these different fields. And so what I did when I made this D2 PTB is I made it a fillable form, and then I named every, you know, fillable area so that I could reference it with code, so that, you know, I could say, you know, all of these fields should equal, and then the person's name, and all of these fields should equal, and then like the date. It gets a little weird because, you know, I want to make the date across all of it, but you might not be doing level 1, level 2, and level 3 all on the same date. So there's a little bit of, you know, should I do this or should I not do it, you know? And but it's pretty simple, you know. I'll just look through it and make a judgment call. The only hiccup I ran into was the signature page, and I think you and I have talked about this already on the very end, because I wanted to make that another PDF that we could send out and have everybody sign off on. But those signatures they're not friendly to editing and changing, and I want to get rid of them. I don't want to keep them, but they're hard to get rid of and then keep the lines and all of that. So I was going to have to recreate that last page, and that's a little bit cumbersome, but I'll do it. It's just one page, and I'll make it in like Word or Excel, and then PDF it back out and get it working so that it's clean. I do like a overlay of it so that it's exactly the same, you know. I like kind of screenshot the page, and then I stretch it to be the right size, and then I recreate the document underneath it with the picture kind of translucent, and that makes it so that I can get like a perfect copy of it. But there's other ways to do it that might be easier, but that's what I've done in the past, and it seems to work. But for just one page, that might be fine. But all right, back to Tim, KEAWUO.